Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable, and this is your host, John Katz from Feedings, and we're here every Sunday morning. And we got great things to tell you about what's going to be happening in New York. This morning, we have with us a good friend. People's Magazine has called Yu Saicon the most famous woman in all of China. And she started her career in New York City in the 1970s. She's gone on to become an Emmy Award-winning television host and producer, a successful businesswoman. Good morning, Yu Saicon. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm very well. You are morning and I am night.
You are. That's right. For me, it's Sunday morning. For you, it's Monday night or Sunday night or whatever. But she's calling in from Hong Kong, is it?
No, I'm calling you from Manila.
Manila, okay. Manila had a big happening last week. My friend Francine Lefrak was there for the Miss Universe contest.
Yeah, she was a judge.
Yes,
she was a judge.
Great lady.
And we just we have a whole group of Chinese coming in from China to attend the event as well.
Now, you are as excited as other New Yorkers about bringing pandas to New York. And tell us all about it. First of all, tell us about yourself. What do you do in China and in New York?
Well, I started my career in New York. And one of the first things I did was television. And I hosted a TV series called Looking East, which was the first series about Asia that I did. And it was on the air for almost 10 years, actually. And then from there, in 1986, the Chinese government asked me to do a live broadcast for their anniversary. That was a joint venture between PBS and CCTV, China Central Television. And at that time, it was to broadcast the 35th anniversary of People's Republic of China. So it was the very first time most Chinese even saw anything about China. So from that point on, PBS asked me to host it. So I did it, and the Chinese government was really pleased. And then they asked me to do a TV series called One World for CCTV, and that's how it really started. My big television career, and that's what that's why a lot of Chinese would know me due to that television show. However, after that, I started a cosmetic company, which I later on sold to L'Oreal, and that's really in a nutshell what I did. I did television and I did a business. I created a brand cosmetic under my name called Yu Sai in China.
I understand. Now, you are as excited as I am about bringing pandas to New York. Tell me, what is your thinking about that?
Well, I love pandas. I mean, I guess there is hardly anyone that I know who doesn't like pandas. In fact, I think there are some people who are absolutely so crazy about pandas. I have a girlfriend who's so crazy about pandas that she and her entire house is full of pandas. And I don't know a child who doesn't like pandas. In fact, many, many years ago, I even went to the Bronx Zoo and trying to find out about maybe having a panda there. But you see, in those days, you know, it was intimidating because we didn't do enough homework to find out, first of all, you know, how many people really like to have a panda and that how much it would cost and stuff like that. And at that time, I just thought that I just needed to know more about it. So recently, just a group of people, you, me, you know, Maurice Greenberg and Congresswoman Honey, we are all crazy about it.
Well,
and
Hank
we decided
Greenberg,
that we would do something.
Hank Greenberg was one of the most famous businessmen in China, and he's helping with the project. Now, let's tell our audience, this Wednesday at the Waldorf, which will be almost the last event ever at the Waldorf in the current Waldorf Astoria because it's being closed, we're going to have a panda ball, a black and white panda ball.
Black and white ball.
It's just about sold out. And
It is exciting, you know. It is so, it's such a great and great idea because, you know, how can anyone resist pandas? You know, if you look at a panda, every move that a panda makes is just adorable. So I think that when we bring a panda, well, the black and white ball is the first kickoff, truly it is. And then we're going to have a lot of more in, more events leading to really building the panda pavilion. So I think it's going to be really, really exciting. It's going to be just adorable.
And again, I'll tell our audience, I think we have a website. It's called pandas.nyc. That's the new website for New York City, pandas.nyc. We're all going to be there. You're coming back from Manila for this event. And it's going to be a great event.
Pandas.nyc. Pandas.nyc. There's no .com or anything, right? Just pandas.nyc.
No, no .com. Just pandas.nyc. That's a new website.
Okay, great.
And
we also have a 501c3, which is a charitable organization. So people who can actually donate to this event, whether they come to the Panda Ball or not, they still can donate to this event, can't they?
Absolutely correct. And people love it. The Chinese government has approved it. Governor Cuomo likes it, and Mayor de Blasio likes it. So we're off and running. We'd love to have pandas in New York City, and it'll be good for our tourism. I think it'll add 5 million tourists, and it'll be good for our hotel business. It'll be good for our New York City economy. And what's better than all, it's going to be good to bring the Chinese and our country closer together. What do you think, you?
Oh, I think that is incredibly important. As I said, there are people all over the world who love pandas. But between China and the United States, I think it will become a very, very wonderful symbol. The panda is not political. It's just simply a national treasure of China. If we can bring those two beautiful panda, giant pandas to China, from China to New York, it will really be a permanent fixture of our between us. These two countries, it signifies goodwill and friendship, and I think everything that is good.
Well, thank you so much for calling in from Manila, and have a safe trip home, and I'll see you Wednesday night at the Panda Ball.
Okay. You have a good time, too. Have a good Sunday. Bye.
Thank you. God bless. This is the Catch Roundtable. We'll be right back after these few messages.